You will become one with the Borg.
Go on and wish that Brad Pitt would come along. But I prefer Madonna in a lacy thong. And I'm a lesbian, I don't like no...
Hello, hi there. You are listening to show number 63 of the Lesbian Mafia, and I am your host, Sandy. Hi, it is really good to be back. I'm very excited because I have a very special guest for you today, Susan Powder. And for anyone who's been living under a rock for the past millennia, Susan Powder is the wellness guru that was talking sense way before it became the oversaturated fad that it is today. Now you don't know what's going on because you can't differentiate fact from fiction anymore. But she has a very good way of just cutting down to the bare bones of it all and making a lot of sense of it for us. So I'd seen her, I had the E! Channel on the other day in the background, and I saw her on there and I turned it up because I wanted to hear what she had to say. And I said, I really, really want to talk to this woman. So I have a feeling we're going to be talking about some very interesting things on this program. So hang out with us because she's a very interesting person with a lot of wisdom. So hang out, sit back and hang out with us. All right. So I'm going to get right to Susan because I'm really happy to be talking to her. Let's get to it.
If you are feeling lost or alone, help is just a phone call away. The Trevor Project operates the only nationwide round-the-clock crisis and suicide prevention helpline for lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender youth. Call the Trevor Helpline at 866-4U-TREVOR and trained counselors will listen without prejudice. Go to trevorproject.org to learn more. The Trevor Project, saving young lives.
Master, we have a visitor.
From the East Coast!
Do an interview.
There was an interview, and actually they did a very good job of that. I was quite impressed. And then I also did, which wasn't on the, I did Paris and Nicole, The Simple Life, the last show.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was fabulous. It was fabulous. I love them both.
I have to see that. How can I get a hold of that? How can I see that?
Oh, my God, you so have to go on the internet. They called me and asked me to come and do a wellness thing with The Simple Life in the middle of the bloody woods for a week we filmed. It was hysterically funny and fabulous. And it was just, they were great. They were great young women.
I'm sure it was. I was just listening to some of your blog talk shows before you called, and you're hysterical, really. I mean...
Well, first of all, I so appreciate you listening to something, because back in the day, nobody read it to me, nobody listened to anything. I mean, it was just ridiculous. I mean, it's just nice to know that there's an energy of you actually hearing what's going on and saying, what's happening now literally makes Stop the Insanity look like the dress rehearsal that it was.
You know, and that's the reason why I was really drawn to call you, because I saw you on that interview and you had so much really interesting wisdom to share about the media and what you'd been through. And I think you didn't get enough time. You know, I thought, well, I'd really like to hear more about what she has to say about, you know, like your experiences are, I think, unique.
No, and that's, well, first of all, I appreciate that because I'll encapsulate for you, okay?
Okay.
I'm 52 years old. The decade of the 90s would stop the insanity. I fired everyone in a massive corporation in one paragraph, and I moved to an island off of Seattle. I left Los Angeles, and I had another baby at 40.
Wow.
And I waited for 10 years very deliberately, and it turned out that I was right. In this day and age, people don't even understand how much has changed, how quickly.
Mm.
And I knew that the avenues of distribution were changing forever, the avenues of production were changing forever. I knew that the avenue of distributing information was changing forever. So I sat back and I waited. And I came back to work because of the internet. I came back to work because now we don't need anybody. You want an opinion? Go to my website. You'll see my blogs. I talk about whatever the hell I want. I can interview with you. You know, you contact me via the internet. We talk. It's great. People get to hear it. That's hot. The control and the censorship and the stuff that I lived through for 10 years in a massive career, it is of interest. if anyone is interested in the business of, it doesn't matter what the hell you're selling, it's the business of sales. You know, the pop culture and the iconic stuff that happens and the craziness. Now it just happens at the speed of bloody light. So, but I've been received back with a great respect. People, the press, everyone. There's a respect because I'm a veteran and because I've always told the damn truth. And now it's crazy. We could talk about everything, but all of it is about wellness because wellness is about everything. And now everyone is figuring that out.
Right. And you are a veteran.
Well, Stop the Insanity spawned 7 books, 3 New York Times bestsellers, 9 platinum videos with Time Warner, my television show with Multimedia that I walked away from after a year, a radio show with NetStar nationally syndicated that I walked away from after a year and a half. It spawned a massive, quite interesting decade, and none of it was ever more important to me than getting the information of wellness out. I'm a housewife who figured something out, and I started talking back in the day, and a whole lot of people started listening. And I've never changed. That's who I am. You know what I'm saying? I'm like a hippie. I just do what I do, and I find something out, and I go, hey, listen to this. This is amazing. Well, I found out a lot over the last 25 years, and what has happened now is the consumer actually has met Stop the Insanity, and the mediums have finally caught up with me. The internet is my kind of speed. This is what I'm talking about. It's what I've always talked about, direct, without censors, without anything in the middle. And now the time is really right, because it doesn't matter what the hell you think of me. It doesn't matter. If you live in a human body, we better talk about oxygen because every human body needs it. We better talk about lean muscle mass because it's metabolically the most active tissue in the human body and everybody needs it. We better talk about wellness because it applies no matter what your gender, your politics, your religion. It doesn't matter. If you live in a human body, what I've been saying for over 25 years applies now more than ever. And that is being treated with a real respect, and it's lovely. It's lovely. You know, and we get to chat. I mean, what the hell else you want to do?
Right, and you're doing some videos on your website, which is, what's your website?
Well, when I came back to work to do SusanPowderOnline.com, I came back to do daily blogs every couple of days, put a blog up, you know, 3 or 4 times a week a blog goes up, about whatever the hell, about a 52-year-old single mother by choice of 3 children living her life trying to be well in this amazingly ridiculous what they've done to it world. That is of interest, and that's all I ever wanted to do. And, you know, people can come to the website and get all the information they want, and that's where everything has gone now. That's where it's all headed, and it's really exciting when it comes to wellness, because there's, well, the most revolutionary thing any human being can do is internal wellness. There's nothing more powerful than that, and that is being seen differently than it was in 1993.
Yeah, yeah.
It's really interesting. And again, it's the same thing. It's internet everything. Internet radio, internet TV. I'm actually filming right now an actual reality TV show. I'm filming it myself. And I'm doing it in Seattle, and it's starting on January 4th. And I'm filming it for the next 6 months. And I just put it on my website, and people can download it. And there it is. There's your prescriptive television done.
Right. Uh-huh. You know, all you need is your own video camera to do a reality TV show.
Well, you know, if you have something to say, and if people want to hear what you have to say, we can say it much more purely now. It can just be said directly and simply, and without everybody telling you what you got to wear and how you got to be and editing the crap out of it. And you know, there is a story behind 7 books and you know, 9 best-selling videos and blah blah blah. There's a story of what the hell it took to get a very simple message out. Well, now it's just so simple. And I'm loving it. I have never been more excited than I am. I mean, SusanPowderOnline.com thrills me more than anything I've ever done. And that's a hell of a statement.
Yeah, you're doing a great job on there.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. What were you doing before that?
Oh, before Stop the Insanity?
Yeah, like you say, you know, you were a housewife that figured it out. What were you...
Oh, my God, yeah. Stop the Insanity, the first of 7 books. It is a true story of a white picket fence exploding, married with 2 kids. Husband leaves. Woman realizes that economically and in every other way, I'm screwed. Raising 2 babies a year apart alone in Dallas, Texas in the 80s. That's, I mean, enough said, right?
Right.
And waking up one day literally out of a fat coma. I mean, that's what it was. And you don't watch when you go, and then you hit 200, and you're like, oh, what the hell? You know, and then you stop looking at anything that reflects, and, I mean, I know the story. It happened to me, and I woke up one day, and I was 260 pounds, which that is just shockingly ridiculous, and it doesn't look good, and it doesn't feel good, no matter what anyone says. Yeah, and I realized, oh, my God, what's next? Like, you just keep going, and then it's 300, then it's 350, then what do? Blow up? Like, what the hell happens then? It's stunning when you wake up one day, and millions of people do, and you find your body unrecognizable, and you don't feel well, and you're tired. So I lost 133 pounds not listening to any of the experts, and figured out that wellness is really simple. So in 1990, in Dallas, Texas, with short white hair, I started teaching classes that just took off like crazy. And the mainstream media found me because they sniffed this stuff out. And I just told the truth. I mean, all I ever did was get on television and go, I blew up all the hosts, and I just went, listen to me. It doesn't matter what fitness level. You can modify to be fit. All you got to do is just work within your fitness level. I swear to God, if you're out of breath, then you're not in breath, and that's me. And I talked a million miles a minute, and millions of people responded. Then came the book people, then came the video people, blah, 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 blah. Well, then came the realization, and that's what happens to anyone who's had that level of anything. If you're actually creative and you're actually coming up with the ideas, which I was and always do and am, they rape it, you know? They just rape it. I mean, we're talking about huge corporations. We're talking about the 90s. There wasn't 75,000 options. I did the first episode of Space Ghost. I was down at CNN when they were still laughing at Ted Turner, like, you know, yeah, 24-hour news, my ass.
Wow.
It was true. You know, I faxed my first book back and forth to Simon & Schuster. It wasn't that long ago, people. It was only 15 years ago.
Right.
Not long
right.
ago. So the mediums, I am absolutely the energy that people recognize as authentic, and it hasn't changed. I've gotten more energized with age. I have not matured one iota, I can promise you that. I'm more free. You know what I'm saying? It's like hot. I mean, you know, 50 is the new everything. 50 is the hottest thing to be. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
And time is really exciting now because of the internet, because of interviews like this, because.
Right.
And that's why I came back. I came back to work because this message applies more than ever, and now the audience has changed. Everything's changed. People are smart. It's just like, yeah, you know what? She's got a point. I mean, you know, there's so much less resistance. Nobody wants to be overfat and unfit. It's not an empowering thing. Large and in charge is not true. You're throwing your body at patriarchy if you're slowly withering away overfat and unfit. And there's only one thing you can't do nothing about. It's your health. And if you lose that, to hell with it. And people are getting that now.
Right, right, right. Well, weight is an issue for women, but within the lesbian community, I'd like to know what your insights are. I mean,
it's actually interesting. I'm very disliked in the lesbian community as a lesbian woman. And it's interesting why. Because there's been a lot of resistance for a long time. I totally respect it. My women, I'm 52, you know, my women are the women, the Dorothy Allisons and the Andrea Dworkins and the, you know, the women of the 70s who laid this shit down.
Love it.
Who really did make a stand. There's no feminist movement in this country. There's not even a good bowel movement. And the lesbian movement is so fractioned because they're doing what patriarchy wants them to do, and that is considering they're being the good wives. You know, I mean, there's everybody, the LBG, HIJK, LMNOP. I mean, everyone's considered, everyone's everything. You know, God forbid you just say you have to be woman born. It's ridiculous what's going on. I'm not part of any movement or any group at all. I mean, if the L word is representative of what lesbians are, I want to go and hang myself. It's ridiculous. And the women aren't rallying together, and there is no movement. And the fact of the matter is, I have spent much time, I've worked with, I've done a lot with the most radical artists in the lesbian world, and when you have all of them sitting in a room saying, you know what, I've been pretending for years that I'm large and in charge, and this is my body image, and screw patriarchy, the fact is I hate the way I look and feel, and I'd love to lose 50 pounds. There's a new thinking now. I don't care what your politics, you cannot be fat and healthy. You can be fat and sew your own clothes, you can be fat and happy, you can be fat and whatever the hell you think you are, but you cannot be fat and healthy, because fat kills, number one. Number two, if you want to participate in patriarchy, then slowly kill yourself with disgusting food and no oxygen. That's the way. There's freedom. There's freedom, women. It's ridiculous, and there's been a lot of rebellion. I mean, I'm the only woman who has ever been boycotted inside the Michigan Women's Music Festival.
Oh, that's really interesting. How did that happen?
The only one. And I had 200 bloody women personally apologize to me. They were all young dykes, 19-year-olds who do nothing, and who put up posters and did the stuff. And I had the owners of the festival go around and say, young one, this is my land, not yours. And how dare, like, this, years I've been going through this as a dyke. I mean, I'm a lesbian woman, but I don't pay any attention to it because the politics of the lesbian community are horrifying, horrifying. They're choking themselves. I mean, it's really true. Listen, I'm going to tell you a story, okay? You know the comic strip, Hothead Paisan, Lesbian Homicidal Terrorist. Do you know the comic strip?
Yes.
The Masses, do you know it?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Okay, I was in a production of that. It was massive, huge, you don't even know, huge. The cast alone, forget it, ridiculous. Okay, so lesbian, don't ask. Okay, done. At the end of it, there was some fireworks, and this radical, supposedly lesbian woman came up and said, listen, about the fireworks, I really think that women who are recovering from war are going to be upset by that, so blah, blah, blah. And the next day after we did Hothead, there was a 12-step meeting put up for Italian lesbian Americans who are offended by the play. And I said, you know you've hit it when there's a 12-step meeting that dykes have created within a day. It's just ridiculous what's going on, and I don't care who you are, nobody designs over fat and unfit. Nobody sits down and says, you know what, I have to be a good 120 pounds overweight. Nobody says that because nobody wants to be unfit because it doesn't feel good. It's not productive. It's not, you're not connected to your body when you're diseased and unoxygenated and weak and tired. And that's what being unwell is. I don't give a shit what your politics are. So the discussion is serious now. And the real leaders, I mean, I just had the privilege of spending time with Mary Daly and Sonia Johnson. You want to know what feminists are, sisters? Sit with those two women for about a half a second. They're not jerking around with this stupid discussion. They're not including every tranny, tranny gender. They're not having meetings every 35 seconds and running to therapy. They're actually doing the action of feminism. And those are the women I go to. When you're sitting next to Mary Daly, you really don't worry much about the politics of the whatever.
Right. I think probably you're the only one who's ever even mentioned Mary Daly to me. I mean,
it's... Oh, God. Well, let me tell you something. I've met a lot of people. Believe me when I tell you. I mean, I have run-ins with Dolly Parton. I have run-ins with Rosie. You don't even know, in the middle of an airport. I have never, because I'm me, and I, you know, whatever. You either like me or you don't. It doesn't offend me. I got my life. I do my thing. I tell the truth. Whatever.
Right.
But I was nauseous. I almost threw up when I had the privilege of meeting Mary. I almost threw up. I didn't know what to do with myself.
Right.
I was out of my mind. And I almost fainted, like Jade and Sonia. But what was really interesting is I met her personally, and then I was in the audience where she was speaking. And when they walked Mary down the aisle, and I started weeping.
Oh, my God, yeah.
It touched me. It was like, and I photograph births. I photograph underwater births. And there was a reverence that was stunning. The audience was stunned when they walked her down the aisle. It was crazy. And it touched me so deeply. So, you know, go to the women who go to the pioneers. They're alive women. They don't even know. They don't know their her stories. They don't. It's terrible what's happened. It's actually heartbreaking for the women who have been doing it. It's heartbreaking. But, you know, what the hell? And now with the word life, we're screwed. And now with everybody, we're screwed. It's getting worse. It's bad. That's just what it is. But the fact of the matter is, you got to be a complete idiot to denounce oxygen. You just have to be a fool. You know what I'm saying? What I do for my life's work is being taken very differently. But for years, I've been, you know, you want women to look like Barbie, and you walk around in high heels, and you to wear makeup, and you do this. I mean, I'm beyond a lipstick lesbian. I want every drag. Well, that's what happened just recently. Gay Pride, I was asked to march behind the Dykes on Bikes, which is such a privilege. And what an honor. What an amazing group of women. But anyway, and we stopped along the way to honor the women who, they were 80 years old. Oh, my God, I mean, such dykes that you just want to bow to them.
Mm-hmm.
And so many beautiful gay boys were hanging out of windows, and they were like, oh, my God, you are what I want to be every morning when I wake up. Like, you are that ridiculous. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, it was really beautiful, the reception.
Yeah.
It's not, you know, this isn't an opinion. Wellness is vital in this day and age. It's the most revolutionary thing, and stop acting like you're large and in charge, because you're not.
So when you say large and in charge, are you being literal?
It's like no matter how many award-winning actresses stand on the podium and go, you know, I'm embracing my body image and I'm healthy and I'm just a large, I'm being literal. To be over fat is not well, no matter how you look at it. It's not an opinion. If you want to live and you want to change and you want to stand, you can't stand without strength. That's literal. You can't stand the hell up without strength. You can't move and shift things without energy and strength. You can't denounce your physiology. You're not bigger than disease, I promise you. You know, you always hear, well, cancer is getting more aggressive. Cancer has not changed one iota. It's not getting more aggressive. Younger and younger people are getting it because the world is that toxic now. Not happening. Already happened. And, you know, I'm 52, people. I got a, you know, 30-year-old child. This is not an opinion. It's the truth. And right. If you want to listen, your life can change. You can be whatever you want to be. You can be lean, strong, healthy, and well. If you want to argue, go somewhere and argue. You know, call a meeting. I don't care.
So is this what got you boycotted at Mitch Fest?
No, well, as always, it was a cowardly act. It always is a cowardly act. I was backstage because I was performing there. And so the kitchen staff did this skit, and I didn't even realize, I was in the audience, I didn't even realize that they were being as cruel as they were. It didn't dawn on me. And Lisa Vogel, whom I worship and adore, it is hers, done deal. It didn't even dawn on me, like I didn't know. So it was this cowardly skit that was done, and then posters were put up somewhere, you know, saying, we don't need women like that, you know, while they're, it's just So it was really a cowardly act, which is always the case. And again, within 24 hours, I had very young, very ignorant women who admitted their ignorance after we spoke for 5 minutes, apologized profusely to me because that's women managing women and saying, whoa, 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 this is not yours to do this, and how cowardly and ridiculous. So it turned out to be a lovely thing. But no, just me, you know, just me. I mean, just the truth. Pisses a lot of people off who don't want to hear it.
Is it talking about weight and that kind of thing?
Oh, yeah, it's the whole, you're telling me I can't be, I'm not telling anyone anything. What I'm saying is, if you live in a human body and you're not getting oxygen every day, you are internally suffocating. And there's only one way to get oxygen, in movement, period, the end. If you live in a human body and you're not moving on a regular basis for the rest of your life, you don't have any cardio endurance to speak of. And if you want to fuck around with your heart muscle, go ahead. But it's not a smart idea. I don't care who you think you are. And if you're not building lean muscle mass, which is metabolically the most active tissue, you're not internally activated. Well, I don't know how you can be a warrior without being internally activated. So it's all a lot of talk and back and forth and chat rooms and, you know, meetings and feelings and therapy, you know, and that's just obscene.
Right.
It's obscene. It's very sad to see what's happened.
Yeah, let's go to therapy for 25 years and...
Well, first of all, let's look at the word, the rapist. Look at therapist. Look at the word.
Right.
Number two, there is not a profession that has done more to destroy and kill and maim and lobotomize women than the AMA and their fractioning, which is the ologies, the psychologies, the ologies. The fact of the matter is the same blood that feeds your body feeds your brain. There is no separation of the brain and body. So if your body is a sewer, then your brain isn't going to be functioning very well. The AMA has fractioned the ologies deliberately, and their primary victims are and always have been women.
Women, thank you.
But what I know now, because I just had an experience with a mental institution in New England, getting someone out who was falsely committed, what they do now, they used to have to at least have your father's signature to lobotomize you, and if you were Joe Kennedy, you just had to be a daughter who had an opinion, and then you were lobotomized.
Wow.
But the fact of the matter is now they're doing it with one shot. They're doing it with Halidol. So now they're doing it chemically. Pharmacology has taken over. So now if you're an hysterical woman, you get one shot, you're down. There's nothing you can do. And they got you drugged to the nut. Listen, the two fastest selling drugs in pharmaceutical history are Viagra and Prozac. Who do you think's getting the hard-on pills, and who do you think's getting the antidepressants? Nothing has changed but the drugs. My mother was given Valium when I was 10 years old. I was in the room. And her doctor told her to have a glass of wine with her Valium.
Nothing has changed but the drugs.
Nothing. I just did a whole tour where I opened a couple of shows, and I talked to very young lesbian women, and they were very receptive because I opened with nothing's changed but the drugs, ladies.
Wow.
Still the victims of the AMA and being told that something's wrong with you, when in fact, that's not true.
You know, I think, like, if you're depressed, there's a reason why you're depressed.
Well, above and beyond that, let's go to something logical, okay? To hell with your childhood, to hell with how you feel, to hell with whether or not you're a survivor or not, to hell with whether or not you were molested. I mean, on and on and on it goes. The atrocities of patriarchy are everywhere. Everyone's got a story, so let's get beyond that. If you are depressed, why wouldn't you eat better than most people on the planet? Because that definitely contributes 100% to depression. Why wouldn't you get oxygen? Because movement absolutely supports in every way, from chemical responses in the brain to just that sense, that relief when you exercise. Why wouldn't you eat, breathe, move, and think more than anyone? Then after you do that, let's see how depressed you are then. And any therapist who's treating anybody for anything, but certainly depression, who is not including at least 50% of the biochemics alone, is an irresponsible healer. Done deal. And not a healer. I wouldn't even say healer after that. And none are. What are you eating? Are you eating whole foods? You're eating well? You're taking nutrients? You're exercising every day? Because nothing will support healing more than that.
So if you're feeling depressed, take charge of your body.
Well, listen, an AMA fact, this is their statistic, not mine. 85% of all disease can be directly attributed to lifestyle. 85%. So if depression is a disease, so they say, so they keep pushing down everyone's throat, then if that's the case, then 85% is directly attributed to lifestyle. Good. Then change your lifestyle, and you've got 80% control. And medicate the other 20 if you insist.
Right.
I mean, if you've got to do, you know, it's a big thing. But it's also really the fractioning of, it's the considering everybody and everything and never moving forward and never making a stand and, you know, infighting. I mean, as long as they've got, you know, women tangled in that, there's no chance of any movement forward, which I stopped thinking about a long time ago because I'm not a group gal.
Yeah, you don't sound it. You know, and I'm interested to know what, and I hate to keep going back to this Mitchfest, but I'm fascinated only because I could see something like that happening to me.
It was actually really beautiful because Lisa came straight up to me immediately and she said, come back to my, you know, my tent. And I said, there's no reason. You tell those little fuckers that if you want misogyny, they are. I expected them to walk in with penises. It was so ridiculous. And what I said to the first one who came up, this big, like she, you know, 19-year-old, 300-pound, you know, I've got power lesbian. And I said to her, child, I suggest that before you judge someone and do what you did, you meet them.
Right.
I said to her. And she started crying.
Wow.
I mean, I have children. I don't tolerate that shit.
Yeah, what
are
is
you
with...
kidding me? What? And that's what I said to her. I said, if you would like to know my opinion, read one of my 7 books, because my opinions are in there.
Right, right.
It's not like I haven't been saying it for years.
Yeah, yeah. Do you feel like the lesbian community is very sexist these days?
Oh, God. The most... Well, if you want... Listen, it's nothing I love more than lesbians. Nothing I love more than... it's not even a discussion. The fact of the matter is, when women stop acting like 1950s housewives and considering everyone and not rocking the boat, and how do you feel about it? You know, let's have a consensus. It's like, are you kidding me? No, there's nothing going on right now, which is truly very sad. But it will rise, you know, because women do. And I think the internet is the new feminist movement. There's no question about it. I was watching something with Fran Lebowitz the other day. I was out of my mind. I was out of my mind that I could sit and watch Fran Lebowitz. You know, I get to hear what Jane Fonda, I get to hear what these women, I get to hear what these women are doing every day. Roseanne Barr is one of the hottest women on the planet Earth.
Yeah, I'm loving Roseanne Barr these days. Yeah.
Oh, she's every feminist on this planet. She is actually doing more. She's amazing. She's an amazing woman. Very, mm-hmm. very well. But she's a hot woman. And what she's saying is astoundingly courageous. Astoundingly. You know, she's a crone. I'm a crone. We're crones now. I don't suffer these young ones. You know, it's just like, oh, please. And they'll figure it out when they get past 21 or whatever. But they're not helping themselves. And they're not healing anything. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I absolutely do. And that's the thing, like you're saying, oh, there isn't any censorship. I find that I'm more censored by listeners than I would be probably on any radio.
I've performed for years. For years and years and years, I hang around with people who perform in a big way. Everyone will tell you, the big locker room joke is there is no audience worse than a lesbian audience. You know, 90% of them are social workers, and they're all uptight, and they all want to consider every group, so you can't say anything. There's no edge. There's no anything. You know, and they sit there with their arms crossed, pissed off. And then if you come out looking like I do, they're really pissed off. But everybody that's anybody knows it's ridiculous. You know what I'm saying? It's the joke. It's the underground. You know that.
I end up being very upset on certain days. Like if, you know, God forbid I say something that someone disagrees.
Hey, I've got a hard job, honey. I would never, I'm telling you right now, I wouldn't even waste my time spending the majority of my time I wouldn't because of the ridiculousness. It'd be too defeating. I mean, it's really difficult. I don't know what to tell you because it would be very, very difficult. I guess the most censorship I've ever gotten, ever, ever. The most judgment, the most hierarchy, the most misogyny ever, ever. They live in patriarchy. You know, it's in the air that we breathe. If you don't know your her story and you don't know and you haven't learned from the women who came before you, then you're going to repeat the same. You're not Please. They don't know what's going on. Mary Daly, I mean, there was an article written recently, and almost every answer of Mary's was literally, well, you're asking me to go back too far. I can't possibly speak to you about what you're asking me. You, like, the interviewer, there wasn't, she lives on the moon. She lives on the moon. Live on the moon, people. Nobody's dancing naked under the moon. Nobody's doing anything. Nobody's, well, I mean, there are a few, you know, people are doing it, but nobody's doing anything, I can promise you.
Well, where did we go wrong? I mean, this is, I think a lot of people don't want to ask that question because it seems negative.
We didn't. Listen. We didn't do anything. You have no power. The Equal Rights Amendment wasn't even passed. It still doesn't say all men and women.
Right.
Still doesn't say that. They've forgotten that movement. I mean, and Sonia and her women almost starved to death while congressmen were walking past throwing candy at them. They almost starved to death. There's not, tell me where that's going on. I'll join them. I'll be there. I'll be laying naked in the aisles of Congress, whatever that means. There's not, that's not happening. You know, the suffragettes chained themselves. The English suffragettes chained themselves to Parliament. That's just not going on, honey. So, no. We didn't go wrong. Patriarchy is all invasive. It's not going anywhere. It's not going anywhere. We live in a war zone, and no women are acting like it because it's still offensive to say separatist. Well, let me be the first. I'm a single mother of three boys. Let me be the first to say separatist. Let me be the first to say it. Robin Morgan was the last to say in 1972, all men are the enemy. No gay woman. No. You don't understand. So Sojourner Truth said, listen as the sons hiss when their mothers ask for freedom. I mean, they don't know what they're talking about. And now everyone's begging to get married because you'd want to get into that institution, wouldn't you? I understand the legal. I understand wanting to be able to visit your dying spouse in the hospital. I get all that shit. But you're still asking patriarchy for their permission, and they ain't going to give it to you. They never have. Women are not free. Stop acting like you are. Get on with the fight that's nowhere near. And I ask the question at the end of every one of my speeches, no matter where I am, I can be in Arkansas or I can be in front of a radical lesbian group of women. I'll ask the same question. Are 50% of the world's governments run by women? 50%, I said. Are 50% of the world's religions run and interpreted by women? Are 50% of the world's sciences, medicines, and educational systems run by women? Nowhere near is the answer.
Yeah.
So there's different burqas everywhere. Different burqas everywhere. 500,000 women were raped in the United States last year.
Wow.
500,000. And if you're a woman walking around like every man that comes near you couldn't pretend, if you're a woman walking around like those stats aren't real, you're an idiot. 500,000 women were raped last year. 500,000. And Golda Meir said it. Here's what happens, okay? Golda Meir got so much shit when she went on television back in the day. There was a rash of rapes in Israel. Who cares? And they curfewed the women for their safety. And Golda Meir went on television and said, this is back in the day, people. And she said, let the victims roam free. Curfew the perpetrators.
Hmm.
Okay, then rape wouldn't be. Right. Lock them all up before 5 and all women go out at night. Let's see how many rapes happen.
Right.
It ain't going to happen. Nobody's willing to say it. And the women aren't willing to say to her mothers because they're afraid that means that they hate their sons. That's what they're the biggest fear. I have sons. My oldest boy came up to me recently, and I have the most beautiful human beings on the planet Earth, and I have raised them as a single mother for 28 years now. And my oldest son said, Mom, do you think you're better than me? And I said, absolutely. I said, my body houses human life. Yours does not. My breasts have fed 5 children. Yours can't produce milk. But I'm not going to enslave you. And I'm not going to steal your land if I don't war. And I'm not going to treat you like a piece of shit. But yes, I am better than you. There's no question. So I don't, you know, I love talking about it with you. It's hot. It's one of the greatest interviews ever. Great. But, I mean, I chatted about that with Mary. You know, I talked about that with Sonia. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, there are real discussions going on. It's not about why or what. It's patriarchy. There's one word, patriarchy, done. If you think you're free, Alice said it. Alice Walker said it. If you think you're a woman who is free and living in this world right now, you're simply working in the master's house. You are not free.
Mm.
That's it. You just got a better job.
Right.
But you're not free, and neither are any of your sisters. And what they won't say is not color, it's not anything. It's a vaginal problem. They hate, it's vagina they hate. You know, it's us they hate. It's us. It's our gender they hate. It's not black, it's not child. It doesn't matter what color, it doesn't matter what your story is. It's vagina they hate.
Right, well, you find all these women jumping on every other cause but their own. I don't understand
it. That's what they do. That's what I mean by the good wife. The most radical women I've ever met are busy doing all the social work. Mary says it. If all women would stop licking the envelopes of the political system that they still cannot be a part of, there would be no political system. If all women stopped cleaning the church pews, there would be no religions. If all women stopped, if they just stopped, if all women did not drive their kids to school tomorrow, the educational system would crumble. They won't do it. They won't do it because they're all being good girls. And the bad girls are hated. We're boycotted in the women's organizations.
From each other, right.
Emma Goldman said, agitate, agitate, agitate. And not deliberately, because I'm a woman. I don't do things. I'm not obnoxious. But if the truth agitates, well, okay. And I've never asked for equality. I'm talking about a complete takeover. I'm not asking for equal. I'm not asking. I don't ask for my rights as a human being. I'm not asking your permission. The Jane Project, years ago in the 70s, they proved such a brilliant thing. They didn't ask for the right to have abortions. They just started performing them. It's a very simple procedure, and it can be done very respectfully and blah, blah, blah. And they just performed abortions. They got busted, and they went to jail. But the point is, they just did it. You know what I'm saying? They didn't ask. Stop asking for permission. I don't ask permission from patriarchy. I don't ask permission.
Right, right.
I live as a woman. I live from my body, from my being. I live from my mothering. I live from my art. I live from my lovemaking. I live from my... I don't ask. I'm not asking for equality. Just listen to that. Why the hell would I ask for equality?
Right.
Are you kidding me? That's the problem. That's the acquiescence. All those women of the 70s, they were the last of the dying breed, weren't they? Love those women. Love them. I want to go and be a servant to some of them. I want to go serve. Tell them all. Dorothy, Allison, if you're listening, and if you're not, I'll get this tape sent to you. I would come and serve you. I would come and wash her feet. Oh, Mary Daly, I would crawl after and flog myself.
I just want to fold her underwear, so...
And I mean, we make it for a take on all of their traditions. You know, there's nothing like a good flogging, just ask Hildegard. I mean, really, and we have taken on their traditions, haven't we? No, we tackle at them. Well, the power is in... Our job is not to stand at the door of patriarchy and ask to be let in. Our job is to walk away and cackle so loudly that they have to cover their ears.
Ooh.
That's our job. And it's really, really hot when you get through unmedicated and away from the AMA. As a matter of fact, I'm going to be 52 in 1 week, and that was the age my mother died, 52. So it's a very sexy time, you know, because this generation's like, hey, AMA, fuck you.
Right. Yeah. So wait, that would make you a Sagittarius. I know it's stupid and inane, but are you?
No, I was actually born on the cusp. The original astrology is a religion, a patriarchal religion. That's all, and they've got it all wrong. Before that, we actually, you know, all the arts that were stolen from us, they were all stolen from us. I mean, we do know that.
Right.
We do know that.
Right.
God, we do know that. And yeah, they're all just really bad one-dimensional versions of the original story. You know, just look at where the prophet lies. It's very simple. And look at the story and know that that is a one-dimensional, that would be every story, but it's a one-dimensional version of the original everything.
Right, right.
Who's born on the cusp of Sagittarius and Capricorn? Actually, to the moment. I'm really good and really bad and really kind and really mean and, you know, I'm a total whatever. I don't pay much attention to that shit, but you know what I'm saying. There's a lot real in a woman who can read the stars.
There's
a beautiful story I heard recently, a very beautiful story of a woman who lost her child, and the wound was too great. She was an older woman, and it was a sudden, horrifying death. And her beautiful feminist friends took her to an Indian woman, an ancient, literally ancient tribal woman, and the feminists in the group were shocked when the Indian great-grandmother called the mother who had just lost her child to her and put her to her breast.
Wow.
And everyone was horrified at how radical that was. And she nursed her and rocked her as she wept.
Wow.
Now, if anyone thinks that's sick,
yeah.
That is so organic and so right, that's it.
Right.
Because we're not pornographic. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's real. And that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And if you have a loss, come on over, I'll nurse you.
Don't say that two times. You might get taken.
You got energy too. You got good energy. You're smart. That's rare.
Well, thank you. That's very, very flattering. Thank you.
I mean, it is. You know, it's rare. Most people are like, it's like, oh my God. So it's not, you know, it's nice. I mean, how old are you?
39.
Oh, very hot age. Oh, the decade. 40s are very exciting. Oh, get ready for that. Very powerful. Very powerful in the chronology of us. Very powerful 40s. And do everything you need to do then, because the hottest thing ever is once you cross over, because then you don't care. Even if you were someone who didn't care. My goal is illegal tomorrow, you know. And I'm having a load of fun. And the women that I know are having a load of fun. And the feminists that I love and learn from are having a load of fun. And the young ones that I meet with great brains in their heads, I've met quite a few, you know, I cherish them because they are rare. And the rest are just babbling.
Right. Well, I want to know how you are so connected to, I don't know, you're connected to something, and I don't know what it is. First of all, I had no idea you were this feminist. I had no, I would have really broke my ankles running to call you, but
I love that. Well, you know, it's interesting. One of the reasons I left is because people didn't know me, and I was so out there. People didn't know me. It was, you don't even know the uphill battle. I mean, I've never worn a leotard in my life, and I've been teaching for 25 years, and my classes are, like, the sexiest things ever, and they made me wear a leotard for the video. You know, you can fight and fight and fight, but eventually it was like swimming upstream. Just it just was so ridiculous. So I left as a real screw you to all of the massive corporations that, you know, there was, I mean, I was in a million boardrooms, I did a million meetings, I did, there was never, ever, ever a woman higher than,
wow,
you know, vice president. Never, never. I never sat in a boardroom. I never signed a $1 million deal with a woman, ever. So we knew, I mean, a long time ago we've been, and this is a different, you know, I'm a different generation. I've been around for a while. So, you know, now people can know, you want to know who I am? Here, this is who I am. And I do it all. So it's not going to be in any way censored or tainted. And people do need to know, because it's not a matter of me. It's a matter of a message. You know, it's a dying message. And wellness is, I mean, wellness is one of the most political issues out there. There's no question. The $276 billion food industry is one of the most political, oh my God, poisoning, direct killer things going on. And it all has to do with feminism, because there's a whole lot of work to do, and there's some really unfit, overfat. I get all these women walking up to me going, you know what, I'm so done with the flannel. You know, I say it all the time. I say, take off the Birkenstocks, put on some high heels. Come on, sisters, let's go. Let's go.
What do you think about Monsanto?
Listen, I'll tell you what I think about Monsanto. I went on tour for 7 months with The Politics of Stupid, my new book, and I did this hot Priscilla Queen of the Desert thing where I got a Winnebago, and it was red, cherry red on the inside. It was just hip. And I traveled with my little homeschooled son, and, you know, we went all over the country for 7 months. And every time I passed what is the only field you see now, the grazed fields of Monsanto all over this country, with the mega farms that have nothing to do with farming and blah, 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 and no matter what, everywhere I went, the dandelions, I'm here to tell you, every time I saw a dandelion, it was like a fuck you to Monsanto, because no matter what, they can't kill, and dandelions are incredibly nutritious on every level. That's what Martha ate in jail, because the jail food was so bad, Martha went out and picked the weeds and ate the weeds. Did you know that?
I did not know that, but you're bringing, like, I just had this vision of when I was about 7 or 8, and my family had come here from Italy, and my mother was out in the streets picking dandelions, and I was mortified.
Okay, I am. First of all, I didn't know that you were from Italy. I'm from Australia. Did you know that?
I had no idea. I love Australian people.
Yeah, I came over when I was 11. And I adore your mother. What you just said thrills me to know, and that means you have real blood. You got blood in you, honey. You need to research what your grandmother ate and whatever, because you don't mess with those Italian women on any level. And your mother picking dandelions is the kind of mother I always wanted.
You know, my grandmother's 84, and she's healthier than I am.
If you don't film her, I'm going to go nuts, and I don't even know her. You need to film her and ask her, let me interview her. I want to ask her every question a human being could ask another human being.
You know, it's so interesting you say that, because I always think about filming her, but then I don't know. I never do.
Okay, listen to me. You have to. Always think, and then I don't. Do not put that off. That is, listen, one of the hardest things in resurrecting the privilege that we do have, the information that we have that none of the young ones are reading, the hardest thing was getting to the documents, because they were thrown away because they were women, and nobody cared, and nobody kept them, and nobody documented them, and nobody gave a shit, and we weren't allowed in the universities, and blah, 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 blah. Now we can document these women. I want to know from your grandmother what feminism back in her day, what she saw happening, how it changed for her, how the women survived, when they became not needed anymore, when it went from farm to, you know, dishwasher. I want to know the history from her. Document that. That is invaluable.
That's brilliant, actually.
absolutely true. And every woman listening needs to do the same thing. Stop talking about your theories and interview your grandmother, damn it. Do something.
I need you to come here and clean up shop.
I'll come in. You sound even. I just said to a total stranger, actually, and the mother thanked me for it. I walked off and this kid, I said to this mother, I don't know what you're thinking, but your life is going to be one hell of a life if you don't do something with this. And she was like, please help me. I said, give me 5 seconds with her. Like 5 seconds.
Wow.
The kid would never do that again. Like, that's it, done.
Yeah.
You're kidding? If you want a house to live in, you better clean that shit up.
I want
even.
Tell me what you're doing that you're so connected. What is it that you're connected to? I don't understand it. What are you doing?
Earth. I'm very connected to the earth. I feel the roots, and I always have, and I worked very hard for 28 years to be rooted to one. I mean, Inga says it. I feel the root, and I know I have the privilege of being a woman, and I know that that needs to stand always, and that's it. And I don't care, popular, not popular, you know, blah, blah, blah. I really don't care.
Yeah.
And that is pure freedom. Pure. I'm free. I've got more than anyone. I'm free.
Tell
physically
me.
Free, financially free. I mean, physical and financial freedom are they're the only two things. That's freedom right there. That's freedom. Do whatever you want. Be whoever you are. But if you're not physically well and you're not financially there, if you can't pay your own shit, you got problems. And women they're chronic in that. They're chronic. That's why the stand, you know, oh, I love being 300 pounds. I'm really happy. The stand is the wrong stand.
Yeah.
The wrong stand. It's the biggest patriarchal move on earth. And the young ones understand that when they hear it, but not many people are saying it because it's so unpopular to talk about weight.
It really is. And it's so unpopular to talk about anything feminist, you know.
It's so unpopular, my God, because everyone's now, you know, whatever. It is unpopular, you're right. But I have had many conversations backstage and on many stages with many very radical lesbians, you know, spoken word artists of all kinds. And they all agree when they hear the truth. They act differently in public, a lot of them, but they all agree when they hear the truth. I mean, there have been many discussions where it's just like they, you know, the guard goes down. It's like, yeah, okay, that's kind of full shit.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? You know, they don't. Women are not. We don't war for the sake of war, unless you're really ill, unless you're really lost. Women don't war. So there's a thing where you just, come on, let's play this logic out, shall we? You're not powerful if you can't walk. I said it to someone recently, a very well-known singer. I said, you know, you're in a wheelchair, you're 33 years old. How's that powerful? Why don't you explain that to me? Where's the power in that?
Yeah, what was her answer to that?
There is none. And that's, you know, that I have many discussions with many people. And it's not, I don't care what anyone does. I don't care what anyone does. But don't tell me that you can be powerful without being physically strong and healthy, without being connected to this physiological, magnificent machine. You can't be. You have to be connected. Brain and body are connected. That makes sense, doesn't it?
Absolutely. What would you say to the other side of that, where there's women who are chronically dieting, even in the lesbian community, everybody wants to be 98 pounds, and they're, you know, they're really not eating properly?
There isn't anyone who isn't affected by the visuals, even though the lesbian community is more than, it doesn't matter. I've never seen such hierarchy. I mean, to think that you're immune from patriarchal standards is ludicrous. It's insane. You're not. It's in the air you breathe. And we're being hit at the speed of light. So those influences and those infections are there. And now the lesbian community is changing greatly because it's all the rage. And some very, you know, hipster young ones are coming up. Fashionable, flirty little things. I mean, believe me, I bump into them every day.
Right.
And it's just a different vibe now. You know, and then you go back. But when you sit with the foremothers, at least the ones that are still alive, when you sit with them, you know the presence you're in.
Right.
And the rest, you feel it's too flighty, it's too young, it's too ridiculous, it's too, it's too tiring.
So
it's not, everybody's affected by body image. I'm not talking about anybody's image. I'm talking about you taking off your clothes, high noon, broad daylight, no matter how old you are, looking in the mirror and going, damn it, I look good. Like, Jesus, I look fabulous, and having energy and strength. And totally being connected to who you are and acknowledging your biology. If you go through your life not acknowledging your biology, you're an idiot. You're an idiot. Your biology is everything. It houses every emotion. It houses everything. It houses all creativity. Sexuality and creativity are directly connected. Audre Lorde said that over and over again.
Mm.
Like, if you want to live passionately, you have to be physiologically well. And if you're living passionately without it, then you just slap an anchor on your bloody ankle. Why do it?
No.
You'd be living doubly fantastically with it.
Right.
It's a gift. It's a gift. It's not an argument. It's a gift. It's not a discussion. It's a gift. And that's what I say to women who are resisting. I say, you know what? Go eat steak and cheese. I don't give a crap. I don't care what you eat tonight. Go sit around and do whatever you want. Enjoy your life. Goodbye. I don't argue with them. I don't care what they eat.
Right.
I don't care what they do. It's not a discussion. So what happens is when you begin the discussion, where the real discussion starts, you can get somewhere. You can't do that if you're always debating whether or not it's patriarchally influenced that we think a really nice body is a really nice body.
Yeah.
I don't care who you are, lesbian or not. When you are 400 pounds, you're being judged when you're looked at. Just like atmospheric racism, when you see four black guys walking at you and four white guys, it's a black guy. It's atmospheric sexism, racism, bodyism. Okay, get over it.
Right, right.
Are we going to still talk about it? Dorothy Allison is the one that coined classism in this country. She coined the theory. Read Dorothy, apply it to sexism, and get on with it.
Right.
It's not any different. If you're all right, you're not dressing right, you don't have the money, and or these really, really lanky lesbians that are wearing $8,000 blue jeans, and, and stylists and shit. Yeah, you look great. What about, it's just the same shit. It's not different. So we don't have to I don't waste time in the discussions. But the response is both love and rage. Mm. And that is the only response. I mean, they either love you or hate you, but at least they're responding. Madonna said, I don't care what you say as long as you're talking about me.
That's great.
You can tell this is, I'm not malicious. This is an opinion. If someone doesn't like the opinion, so what? I have an opinion. I have a right to it. But watch what women do. They'll burn the lines down. Oh, dear. And then they'll love, love, love. There'll be a passionate response either way, I can promise you that.
Right, right. Well, I tell you, I could say anything about guys, and I'll never get any, nothing negative from men, ever. And I could say the most insulting things. And they, nothing. And I speak to them, regularly. I hear from a lot of guys, and they're just...
Listen, smart men have always been around my message. Because they're just like, you know what, she got a point. I'm not the smartest son ever. I'm not insulting to men in any way. I'm not even going to qualify that shit. I mean, I'm not even going to... But men will literally, when you just lay out a fact, they'll go, it's pretty hard to argue with that. Yeah, I mean, that's... a lot of guys just do that. I don't spend a lot of time discussing much at all with men. I mean, unless you came from my body and fed from my breasts, I'm pretty much not interested.
Oh, my God.
I mean it. I'm not going to say that. I don't, there are plenty of women I would rather be talking to, so, and there's plenty of them. So I spend my time with those women, and I spend my time in those discussions that grow me and feed me.
Right.
And are rooted in her story and in actions that took place that were incredibly courageous. And nobody knows whatever. I mean, Dale Spender, I recently had the privilege of hearing her speak. I can't even tell you what it was like to hear her speak. Adrienne Rich, I just sat in an audience and watched her very slowly walk to the podium.
Yeah.
I can't even tell you. I mean, pick what you want to do. Listen to Adrienne Rich for an evening or... sit around with a bunch of women who are saying that they're not affected by body image.
Right. Well, then tell me this. How do you... I mean, somehow I feel like we have to do something I don't know. I don't want to act like, I'm so educated.
This is a female disease right here, okay? We don't have to do anything for anyone else. So you're responsible for one person, you. You don't have to go and move any movement. You don't have to do any of the social work. While patriarchy is destroying it faster than you'll ever heal it, women are still doing all the cleaning. Okay, let's talk about domestic violence. When you say to social workers, every bit of work you're doing is the most ridiculous work ever, because domestic violence is at an all-time worldwide high. So it hasn't changed one bit. As a matter of fact, it's gotten much worse, okay? And you're doing all the work while they continue to beat. So that's slavery right there. You clean up our mess. That's like being Mother Teresa. You got the Catholic Church burning everything down, destroying countries, taking over, apartheid, here we go, Ireland, India, you want to keep going, Australia, penal colonies, let's go, Church of England, Church of England, Church of England, and the women are cleaning up the poor. Dorothea Day, who started the Salvation Army and many things, she said it brilliantly. She said, when I take care of your poor, I'm a saint. When I ask why they're poor, I'm a communist.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so no, it's not doing any good. All you need to do is one woman and one woman and what? Just speak the truth. Speak the truth. It doesn't matter. Just speak the truth. It doesn't matter. Just speak the truth. And the ones who hear the truth gravitate towards that. And then it's just a bunch of truth women hanging out, not starting a committee. It doesn't work. Cooperative doesn't work, hasn't worked yet. Committees don't work, hasn't worked yet. We have not gained any power. We have not gained any power at the speed of light, Monsanto. Monsanto, by the way, just filed for the patent on grain. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Okay, 55% of the world lives on grain. When you control the world's food, what do you control? The world. While lesbians are sitting around chatting, that's already happening.
Right.
China has just said to America, when you had your industrial revolution, you didn't give a shit, and we don't give a shit. The waste that is going into the world now is beyond anything you could imagine, okay? Bill wrote, 100 years ago, wrote about the nuclear. If you knew what we were sitting on top of, you would be too horrified to get out of bed. Mm-hmm. It's already done. There isn't one inch, not one square inch of the world's ocean that isn't covered in garbage. Not one square inch. It's done. Okay? Now, I've been working with John. I mean, John, these are revolutionary people in the field for years and years. It's done. Now, that is not overwhelming. It's actually freeing.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't changing nothing. You better act like you're living in a war zone. You better protect yourself like you're living in a war zone. No better protection. 85% of all disease directly contributed to lifestyle. Okay, there it is. There's that. And you better guide yourself like you're living that way, and you better connect with women, because that's your only hope. That's all there is. No question.
Yeah, you just you hit me right in the chest a little bit.
Well, you know, it's okay, because let me tell you what it is. It's not a hit. It's an embrace. And every one of us who know anything have felt that over and over and over again. The fear of women is, Sonia said it, the price for telling the truth is death.
Right.
But what you don't realize is resurrection was stolen from us, too. And you know what? Mary Magdalene was hot. That's all I have to say. I'm saying. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Laugh and we cackle. I howl loudly. You know, I live my life, the truth. I show my sons what a real woman is and lives like and feels and stands for. That is the representation. And done deal. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then I'll drop bloody dead. But when I do drop dead, I want the opening of Evita. That's the funeral I'm talking about, people.
I feel like I could talk to you for hours, and I feel
we should talk. We still should talk for hours, because that's exactly what we do. We should Skype something. But anyway, I would like to link up and put this interview on my site, and, you know, on it goes, and have all my Facebookers and MySpacers and Twitters and blah, blah, because it's hot, and everyone should hear it, and I just think you're terrific.
Oh, thank
you. We're lucky to have you.
Thank you so much.
Email me and we'll link up in a big way. And let's do, you know, I mean, the mafia, I've always said I have such respect for the mafia in the sense that it's pretty clear cut. The rules are pretty clear cut. If you step off this curb onto this, I'm going to kill you and everyone around you. It's pretty clear. You know what I'm saying? It's pretty clear.
I feel like we haven't even scratched the surface, though. There's like,
no, we haven't. We should do a weekly, like, I don't know, feminist-a-thon or something.
Yeah. Let's. Will you hook up with me again? Will you do that?
Listen, I came back to work because I have the privilege of a life that I've worked very hard to earn. That privilege of being able to choose what I want to do, to live and grow and keep going and connect with whomever the hell I want, and that's why I came back. So yes, we must. And what a pleasure! And all of your listeners are bloody lucky to have a venue where they can hear something real, because let me tell you something, I was there before Clear Channel took over, and I have stories.
Well, I'll pay you later for saying that.
Well, fabulous, fabulous, and it was lovely talking to you.
I feel like I just came out of a wind tunnel, to be honest.
You know what? Nature is very powerful and very sexy, and one of her little tremors, one wave could wipe them all out in a big way. One of her little tremors does it, and we are her. You are her. All we have to do is act like it. We are her. That's why they hate us. They hate women and nature equally, because of who we are and who she is. Done. Just act like it. Just go outside, dance naked in front of the moon, breathe in some dirt, grow a fig tree, and get on with it, ladies. And it's all about wellness. Take it from me. Tell everyone about SusanBatterOnline.com for real. Really and truly, The Politics of Stupid is a book that everyone should read that has a brain in their head. You can only get it at the site. And tell everyone to come to the site. Bombard it. Let's do sexy things. Done.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. I'm going to be in touch with you again, okay? I'm probably going to be stalking you now, so...
An absolute pleasure, really. I don't say it unless I mean it. Right on and be well, everyone. It's the truth. Listen to it.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, Susan.
Bye.
Well, somebody just got schooled, and it's pretty obvious that it wasn't me. I showed her a thing or two, didn't I?
I feel like I just got the top of my head blown off. Really? That's the truth? This is how I feel right now. That's how I feel. And who cares what anyone's personal politics are? I could give a hoot what anyone's personal politics are. But the only thing I know is that I gotta work on getting her more behind gay marriage, because I don't know how else I'm going to marry into that family. So, but thanks so much for tuning in. I hope that you enjoyed listening to this program as much as I enjoyed doing it. All right, so what else? You can catch more of what Susan's doing at SusanPowderOnline.com. It's Powder, I think, P-O-W-T-E-R. And if you needed to get a hold of us, you can get us on MySpace at The Lesbian Mafia Cast. You can get us on the Twitter. A lot of action on the Twitter on certain days. Twitter.com/Lesbian Mafia. And we're on the Facebook. Just search for The Lesbian Mafia. And you can listen to this program from your telephone. Yes, you can. You can just dial 651-925-1610. You can listen to this entire program on your telephone. And then they'll then the other programs will play chronologically going backwards. So you can listen to all of these programs on your telephone. And if you wanted to call into the listener comment line, leave a comment or question or anything you wanted to say, you can give us a call at 206-984-4093. And that's that. Okay, so I will talk at you guys again very soon. Bye. 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 Bye.